It is 3:39 here on the Hill, and we are joined now by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, fresh off of a four-hour Chapel Hill Town Council meeting last night, about to head to what's probably going to be a five-hour meeting tonight.
No, don't predict that.
Okay, three.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. Oh, it's all good. Happy Water Day. I was at a water quality conference today. Had to be there after our meeting last night. It was more refreshing.
Probably.
Yeah, no, it was good.
I got a lot done last night,
though. We did. I was so proud of the council. Mm-hmm. This new council, everyone's learning and working together and very thoughtful. And we had a lot of math last night. That was fascinating. And heard a lot from the community. It was a good meeting. The council feels like it reached a good decision and the way to move forward on affordable housing, on conditional zoning, on pulling down bonds. It was a good meeting.
Yeah. So let's start with affordable housing, because that's the one that council members got approximately 4,300 emails on in the last couple of days. A lot of people.
That's a lot.
There's a lot of community members on this.
I had a lot of phone calls going on, and we read all the emails. So we did batch them and sort of categorize them just to see what was kind of the trend. Mm-hmm. We listened to impassioned talking last night. We understand, we expressed that we were all for a bond. We all understand and embrace the need and want affordable housing. But we have to balance, council members, the same message. We have to balance that with all the needs we have in the community and what the realistic outcomes are. And I said one of the hardest things for me was thinking about that if we went with a higher number and then weren't ever able to pull it down, what kind of message does that send? Or what kind of, I'd rather do something I know we can do that's an amazing number. 10 million is an amazing number for this community. Mm-hmm. It's a big piece of our budget. Plus, we already have the penny for housing. And Councilmember Hongbin Gu had done some math and brought out how much the bond over the period of time and the penny for the debt service for affordable housing and the penny for housing that we already have equates to $34 million over this 20-year period. Mm. So we want to do more. We will look for opportunities to do more, and this doesn't preclude us not doing more. But it gets us. We have spent the last few years, but especially the last 2 years, taking stock of what we have in the community, both from that the town has already partnered with, done in public housing. There's other community groups who actually run affordable housing in our community to find out how many residential units are actually in the affordable. And then you and I talked about that term NOLA, naturally occurring affordable housing, or natural, that's not the right, living accommodation, something.
Yeah.
And talked about all making that. So we found out where we were. We set a goal to do 400 units in 5 years because we have the resources to manage that, help partner. It takes a lot of energy. Partnering is where it's at, but it takes a lot of energy to partner. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of resources. And so this is what our staff came back and said. In order to meet that goal and to continue on this trajectory, we're going to be seeing our own public housing master plan come to us in May, because we firmly believe that we're going to get a better outcome by redeveloping on some of our own properties. Some of this public housing that we have was built in the early 60s, and it's in desperate need of renovation, but it also could be made more dense and more up-to-date, all those kinds of things, because almost all, not all, but almost all of our affordable housing is in transit corridors close to shopping, and has a better outcome for doing it there.
Mm-hmm. So to go back a little bit for people who didn't hear the meeting, Daniela Ocampo is out there working on the piece for tomorrow or Monday, and we've been listening to the audio all afternoon, but it was a $10 million affordable housing bond that is going to go on the ballot, definitely.
Yes.
In November. Yep. And there were a lot of residents who emailed the town council and came out at the meeting last night and asked for a $15 million affordable housing bond. That's the difference between a penny versus 1.5 cents, basically, right?
Yeah. So we had to balance in the debt capacity. Just because we could raise some money to pay that particular loan, we have a debt capacity that the town has overall. And with our police municipal services building, the police station, all the municipal services that we're moving together, that is a huge undertaking. Construction costs are going through the roof, and so we have to be careful because that's the next big project on the line. The town maintenance facility will be, those bonds will be paid out on the 20-year stretch in 2022. Mm-hmm. So we gain some breathing room there, and then the library comes off in 10 years. So the big projects are what help keep us in that debt capacity range, no matter how much money we raise taxes. We can only borrow so much in order to keep our good bond rating to get us the better interest rate.
Okay.
So I know there were, we were talking, we were sitting there listening.
It's like, why can't it be 15 instead of 10? It's because of the debt capacity.
Yeah, and it's got a lot to do with that. And you go beyond a certain, so it's like raising your credit limit, which is great. But then, as the manager tried to explain, you raise your credit limit on one card, all the other companies you go to apply for a mortgage later say, whoa, you've got
interest
rates are too high. You have the ability to borrow too much that we don't know that you could actually pay back. So you're more of a credit risk. So yes, we might loan to you, but we're going to charge you a whole heck of a lot of interest. Well, as a government, you get permission from the local government commission to how high you can go. There are standards you can meet. And with our big building that we don't exactly know the cost of yet, because we haven't put it out for bid yet, that will be coming sometime in the near future, I think. Without knowing that, we don't know how to, but it's going to happen within the next 3 years.
Yep. We already know from the Lincoln Center issue that the school district is dealing with that those bids can come in a lot higher than
we expected.
So I
was told the price of steel has risen 12% since the 1st of January.
Yeah. I can't imagine why.
Well, we can imagine. We don't like it. So that was all going on last night,
right.
But I'm really proud of our community's commitment to affordable housing, and we're finding there are more in different ways besides just the town working on this together.
Yeah.
So, you
mentioned partnerships, and I know everyone was talking about that last night, and you're going to be talking about it tonight as well with county commissioners, right?
Got a lot of similar overlaps and conversations, which are all good. We also approved some adjustments to our conditional zoning tool, which comes into effect April 1st. We're trying to make sure that residential neighborhoods feel safe and secure, that no one's trying to do a zone on top of them. That wasn't ever the point. It was to only work in the areas that are designated non-R1 through R4. If you try to do it there, you have to go through a whole year process before we'd even consider letting you do that. So that's what we were working on last night. So we're hopeful that's better outcomes for everybody. Like I said, I like this idea of this tool because more and better communications between stakeholders and developers and everybody can talk. So, because I got asked some questions today about the Lincoln Center project, the Chapel Hill High project, and it's under an SUP, so I can't answer this constituent. I sent it to staff so they can answer, but I can't have a conversation about something that's on SUP. And this is a constituent asking. This isn't a developer asking. So
SUP because it's quasi-judicial,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yep. So I can't have the conversation. I can't interact. I can forward, and staff can, but sometimes, you know, it's wanting to have the conversation with your elected representative. And so I'm hopeful that this is going to be a better tool to move forward.
All right.
We got an update on the Blue Hill District, and we're continuing to see interest in redevelopment over there. We're looking at outcomes, though, and what things, it was an interesting dialogue between looking at statistics of what's happened there versus what it feels like over there. And so that was a fascinating perspective going on with the council last night. We have better information now. The design guidelines are coming forward. We have exceeded the number of residential units that was a goal for there and not met retail and office commercial. So we obviously, we really talked about what affordable housing can go on, what we thought the opportunities, and they looked not as good there. There is a petition in to look at that as well. So how do we get the results we really were looking for? And so that was a good conversation last night. We proclaimed it to be Table Day because Table, the organization, has been feeding kids for 10 years. And if you're not aware of the backpack program, it's this amazing program where donations of food are put into a backpack and handed to kids on Fridays and before holidays to take home to have extra food to supplement what they have going on at home. It's powerful. Over 650 kids being served. It's amazing. They're always looking for volunteers. If you want to go do something to help, it's an amazing program, and we're so grateful to have groups in our community who care so much to do these kinds of things.
And they work over the summer, too, right?
Oh, yeah, they work with us for food for the summer, too.
Yeah.
We partner with that as well. It's Ashton and the group. They're really wonderful. Today was the Jordan Lake Water Summit, and it was hosted by UNC Chapel Hill, the Collaboratorium, and the School of Government, working on all aspects. They've been doing a lot of scientific research on Jordan Lake. I had to laugh. I'm elected official in the room and they gave their various scientific discoveries. I said, this is wonderful. We're thrilled with the science, but you need to be able to boil it down into a message that elected officials who are making policy decisions and the public can understand. And when you use huge scientific words and terms and percentages and phosphorus and nitrogen, people start glazing over. So I laughingly said, if you could wrap up your whole presentation, what you just gave in one sentence, what would it be? be. And they were, the scientists don't like you to tell them
of
that.
Of course not.
No,
yeah.
And it's hard because they like to be accurate because that's their scientific and their data and it's a structured conversation. So it was just fascinating. And so they started doing that for every presenter and I felt a little bad about putting people on the spot. But it was fascinating because if you talk in a way that everyone can understand, then it resonates better. You're going to have a better chance of a positive outcome because we'll embrace it. And we talked about how do we say what the benefit of cleaning up the watershed of Jordan Lake is for everybody. And some communities drink from it. Some of the communities use it for recreation.
Yeah.
Some communities just know it's there and appreciate the environmentalness of it. The rest of us are trying to figure out, and I don't think we drink it. But, you know, and for Chapel Hill, what does that look like? And to hear today that the majority, 80-something percent of the nutrients, I don't even have all the percentages down, of the nutrients come through the Hall River, dump into the lake at the bottom of the lake, but then swoosh to the top of the lake, where Jordan Lake, we come in Chapel Hill into the Morgan Creek arm. So while we are sending nutrients through our stormwater, since we don't have any much industry in Chapel Hill, our stormwater is what really contributes to the nutrients downstream.
And so, I mean, even right there, I mean, I've had this conversation with people, and they talk about nutrients in the lake. That sounds great. We're putting nutrients in the lake.
Yeah,
so we're putting vitamins in the lake, but that's something that needs to be managed, and because you put nutrients in the lake and then algae bloom
and nasty things, so not good. And then you have to clean all that stuff out of the lake, and it's costing more and more to clean that stuff out of the lake. Carrie was there saying, hey, we don't have any Gen X that we've been pulling in through our water treatment plant. We've been monitoring that, but there's other chemicals that are similar to Gen X that we have concerns about. So pulling everyone together to talk about this and share this information, which we're so grateful that the UNC Laboratorium is doing this work, much more effective than solar bees. Now we understand. they showed a picture of that. We understand what's going on in the lake better. They're not finished. They've only been doing 11 months, but they've been able to, and that was my thing, make your prediction on your 11 months worth of data you've been collecting. What is your prediction? What are you seeing? What would you say? And so it was a very interesting, I took notes, I wrote them all down. But anyway, a lot of great folks there from all over the watershed. And they said it was a bipartisan presentation because there was one representative from NC State. Felt very badly for
her. Sounds about like the level of bipartisanship we can aspire to at this point.
That was really, really good.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, there's a public meeting about the East Town redevelopment today in Town Hall. And then it is Water Week. We have a lot of water activities going on to raise people's awareness. We talked today, too, about raising people's awareness about stormwater. And so people, I think, are starting to understand what stormwater is. And I said mostly in the context that we see the flooding.
Yes.
So we understand that if you are able to retain your stormwater somewhere, you reduce the chances of flooding. What you also do is take out those nutrients, which
they're not good nutrients.
Take out the bad nutrients by slowing it down, let it seep through the ground. Saturday, we have the community egg hunt and Adopt a Trail Work Day. All this is on our website, say that. And then mark your calendars for our International Street Festival on Sunday, April 8th. It's going to be fun. The 35 different flags are up on Franklin Street and 140 West Plaza. They look amazing. Go find your flag of family history or friends, but it just looks really cool. It's worth going downtown to just take a look at the flags.
That's awesome.
Cool. But come for the festival because there's going to be some great groups. We're able to put the call out, and different cultural groups are doing their own thing. It's not the town trying to pretend we know all that. We pulled them together, so it's good. It's
very nice.
Yeah. And then we have the meeting tonight with the Orange County Commissioners.
And I want to add, I mean, we've got to wrap up in a second, but I know you've got to get there, but for another long meeting. But one of the things that you're going to be talking about tonight is something that's been an ongoing conversation for several months now, which is helping out those two mobile home parks. And I know just from reading the agenda, I'm in news director mode this week. Blake Hodge is taking some time off.
Activity you have to be involved
right,
in.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
not
yeah.
this
Sorry.
Week, unfortunately.
Sorry.
But
no.
yeah. yeah. But I did read the agenda, and there's been a lot of activity on this that I don't think has been really widely reported in the last couple of weeks, just that the town and county have done.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So we're going to be able to be in the same room and have some of those conversations together. Mm-hmm. We're going to update each other on projects going on because, you know, while we might assume that we all know what each other's doing, we don't always. And then working together on economic development situations, the Gateway Station. But the mobile home park is one of the big things where the county is moving along in some steps. We're doing some moving along in steps, and we want to make sure that we're coordinating it together and moving as quickly as we can.
Sounds good. Yeah. Townofchapelhill.org is the website. Get there for more information on Chapel Hill government. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.